in Arlington, September 3rd, 2016. I would imagine quite a few national media members will be there, such as the gentleman kind enough to join me here on Radio Row. He's Ray Gleer, covering SEC Media Days for USA Today. You see his work on Bleacher Report, also New York Times, a veteran writer. Isn't that what we say for guys like you and me that have been doing this for a lot more than 20 years? Ray, we say veteran.
Veteran.
It makes us feel
codger.
Better.
Yeah, instead of old codger or old, you know what.
It makes us feel better. Good to see you. I appreciate your time. You do a number of different pieces, as I mentioned, with the resume, just scratching the surface with it. But the SEC Network, a major topic of discussion today, and that's part of what you're working on with USA Today.
Right, and I think one of the questions has to be asked by the SEC fan if August 14th, 15th comes and Comcast and DirecTV are not signed on. Whose fault really is it? Is it the SEC Network for not budging on the price, or is it the carriers for not meeting the price? You know, SEC Network will say, hey, it's the fault of DirecTV, it's the fault of Comcast. They have to, you know, they have to meet the price, call them up, tell them you want it. But what responsibility is SEC Network to give them a price that they think they can pass on to customers?
Did it make it more difficult for the other entities like you talked about when AT&T came on from the get-go, because they set the price and they said, okay, somebody's willing to pay this price, so why should we lower it when somebody else has agreed?
I think the contract will, there will be language in the contract that will protect AT&T if the price goes down. I think there will be
they're not stuck with it.
They're not stuck with that price. The other thing you got to remember is that this, for instance, their overall contract with Disney, all the Disney properties, was up back in the spring. They had to do a deal.
Right.
Everything, you know, all the Disney channels, all the ESPN.
And that's the element we forget. Everybody in the South is, and college football fans are so locked in, Ray, on the SEC Network and realizing that in the grand scheme of things, when you're talking Disney money, I don't want to say this is small potatoes, but it's certainly not the most important thing going on in the land of Mickey Mouse, that's for sure.
Right. And I think if DirecTV and Comcast, if their deals had been up in the spring, their overall deals, and Disney had said to them, you know, we need, you know, if you want to deal with us, the SEC Network's got to be part of it. Their deals are not up until October, DirecTV,
right,
with Disney overall. Dish had to do something. There was a little bit of a push on them. These other two, they can wait. Now, in August, the first game, if 30,000 people start changing providers, then they got to really make a decision what they're going to do when people start dropping them.
Ray Gleer, USA Today, joining us here on Tide 99.1. You're also working on a piece here, Jake Coker, the guy that is expected to be the guy at Alabama at quarterback, has just talked with Matt Wyatt, the former Mississippi State QB. He's got a lot of weapons. Whoever is the starting quarterback, Jake Coker, Blake Sims, Cooper Bateman, they've got plenty of weapons to work with on the offensive side. But what's the feel and the work you're doing in terms of Jake Coker and what it'll be like with him as number 14 and perhaps the guy for the Crimson Tide?
You hate to say it, but he might be the most important player in college football because he's the Alabama quarterback, and you look at everything they have. But the quarterback's the most important position on the field. He could be the most important player on any team, in any program, in any conference, because how he does with this Alabama team and all this talent. The quarterback's still the guy. Even when you have so much complimentary football that Alabama has, special teams, defense, offensive line, the running backs, you still need a quarterback. You cannot run just an empty jersey out there.
High praise indeed for that slot from Ray Gleer, USA Today, Bleacher Report, also in the New York Times. Ray, this first game for Alabama, whether it's Jake Coker, whoever, at quarterback, against your alma mater, the Mountaineers. Not exactly high expectation for Dana Holgorsen's team. I've got to think this is a very dangerous year for him in what, year three, year four as a head coach?
Especially, you know, their defense getting trampled, some of the off-field things. You know, they're in the Big 12. They've got to make money. They've got to he's got to show something that he can compete with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. And, you know, if they had Pat White from a few years ago, it'd be a heck of a game.
Right. They don't have that.
They're a little bit off that mark right now. And so they, you know, he needs to step it up because, you know, there's all kinds of things going around the program. They're trying to make money. And the football is the bell cow. They have to make some money up there with their football.
We have, within the SEC, the bar is set so high that just because West Virginia has not been a national championship team, we don't tend to think about the fact that's a very proud, very storied tradition that West Virginia has. I guess of the teams that are outside of your traditional national champion contenders, would they not be in that next group of the next best, I guess, so to speak?
Well, they were 7 years ago. You know, they were within 3 points of playing for the title.
Sure.
Ahead of LSU. They were in that crew. Now they're off of that. You got to play defense. You have to hustle on defense. And, you know, he's proven to be a good offensive mind, but this day and age, you still have to play football and play defensive football. And they haven't done that enough.
Great to see you. I really appreciate the time and look forward to reading the work you're going to be doing about on this story about Jake. When are we going to see that?
End of August, right before season starts.
Fantastic. Ray, thanks.
Great.
Great to see
Chris,
you.
Thank you.
Ray Gleer, USA Today. Also, you see his work on Bleacher Report, and you've seen him and will continue to do so in the New York Times. Ray Gleer.